Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to a special Friday edition of Jawanza for Life. So thankful that you could tune in. Again, as I always say, you could be doing anything, so I don't take it for granted that you have decided to take time out of your day to spend it with us this afternoon. This is going to be a treat. I guarantee you, this show today is going to be a treat. And if you know, like I know, okay, when I tell you who my special guest is today, then you're going to want to run and call somebody and tell them to tune in as well. My special guest is a world-renowned author, a world-renowned holistic healer. She's healed and done lectures and workshops all over this planet, and she's been doing her job and on her purpose for years. And she is just how do you introduce someone who there are no words to describe? I mean, I was thinking about that earlier today. I was thinking about my introduction for this individual, and I was like, how do you introduce someone who there are no words to describe? We have loved her, and she has loved us back. And without further ado, I'm going to get to my special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, welcome with me. Stand where you are, bow where you are, and give honor. Queen Afua, author of the book Heal Thyself, author of the book Sacred Woman, author of the book Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness. Oh, my God. Sister Queen, welcome back to Jawanza for Life. How are you today, my sister?
Jawanza for Life, you are just too kind, too gracious, so magnificent. So appreciate you. I love coming on your show, and I'm so grateful for you having me. Thank you.
Truly, truly a blessing. And when I thought about it again, I was thinking about earlier, I said, how do you introduce somebody who they had no words to describe?
Oh, you know, that's so kind. Well,
I told everybody, I said, you know, Queen of Fools is coming on today. And I know that by the end of this show, the calls will be jumping. And we did a teleconference, or you put together this awesome 24-hour global fast summer solstice teleconference. And it was, I mean, everybody was on those calls. I mean, everybody. We talked to everybody. And I sat back and I learned. I heard from people and healers that I had never even heard of before. There were so many people. Mm-hmm. They just kept to back. And everybody was bringing such powerful knowledge, answering the question, answering your call to heal the planet. And you asked the question, what would you do to heal the planet? And just because I know there are listeners that are hearing you today for the first time, again, if you haven't heard about Queen Afua, before this show is over, you won't forget her. But Sister Queen, I must ask, what brought you to this whole healing work? How did you get started on this path?
Well, I got started on this path at 16, almost 17. I was extremely sick, and I understood even the purpose and the benefit of me being so sick, because I had chronic asthma, I had eczema from head to toe, I had arthritis, I had PMS, I had headache. I had a rap sheet of disease, but of course I was living an all-American toxic lifestyle. So when I was connected, I got connected to natural healing. I went on a healing retreat in just a few days. My life changed, and that's why even, you know, the 24-hour global fast came through, because people, when they make up in their mind, it can just happen in a twinkling of an eye. It can happen in a breath. You're just like can be sometimes a breath away from your wellness. And so for me, that's what it was like. I was a breath away from my wellness, and I could not breathe before I went on this retreat. And by the time that overnight, I was able to breathe without my without a pump, without an injection, and I was in shock. I said, wait a minute, if I can get well overnight from juicing and taking healing water and being in a natural environment as, and I was eating everything, then anyone can get well. So that healing carried me to this day, and I know that's I'm so convicted, and I know that if you can heal yourself, then you can heal everybody around you, because we're carrying some of the same issues. It's just repetition and reflection and an extension and in our DNA. So as we heal ourselves, everything in your life begins to shift. That's what I witnessed within myself. So that's what my center, when I first opened up my center, was called Heal Thyself. And my first book was Heal Thyself, because I had to heal myself. But as I was healing myself, people were being drawn to me. And as they would come to me, I would want to share my own healing. And right. I would hear the issues, and I can connect to them because I had so many of them myself. And so as they were starting to embrace nature like I was embracing nature, I would see the disease just peel away. Mental disease, psychological disease, emotional disease, physical disease, relationship disease. I would see it peel away from them, as it's been peeling away from me, and it's still leaving me, you know, all your life. And that's another piece I learned. It's really all your life. You're healing every single day. Every single day you come to a higher level of awareness, of consciousness, of peace. One of my students came in today. She says, Queen, she's been with me for 2 years, and she's going to move to another town. I said, this is perfect. You're moving at a perfect time because you've worked out so many issues. And she says, I'm so happy. I am so at peace. I am not angry at my past relationships and my mates. I'm not angry at my girlfriend that we had a fall. I am just so at peace. And I said, well, that peace was always there. And as you continue to heal yourself and don't let up, it's going to all come to pass. Wellness will come to pass.
You know,
and
Sister
so,
Queen.
And so, of course. Yeah,
Please, continue.
I'm on your rhythm. So you can guide me, or if you hear something that moves you to ask, and you know, I'm right there.
All I was going to just say was that, you know, even through your dis-ease, even through the things that brought you to this work, you probably had no idea, I mean, because you were just trying to heal yourself, that this work would take you all over the world. And even now have spiritual children and spiritual grandchildren, you know, and spiritual who actually look to you, you know, and every time you put out the call, the response is so great because, you know, I was thinking about it. I said, in a short time, Queen put out this call and everybody responded because you're so highly respected and loved. Everybody can't do that, you know, and so just for the compassion that you have shown to us, for the love, for all of the hugs that you've given, for all of the tears that you have crying with your clients and hugging and loving. I mean, you've been a mother, a sister, a friend, an auntie. I mean, I just, you know, I bow, my sister, I bow to you. And for all of the listeners, the calls are coming in, by the way. The calls are coming in.
Yeah.
Here they come. I want to ask you,
good.
Yes, ma'am, what was it that prompted the Heal the Planet teleconference, the 24-hour global fast, with the question being asked, if someone were to ask you, how would you heal the planet, what would you say? How did that, what brought that to you?
Well, because that's how I act. Well, I'm going to start with this. My father would sit at the table in the kitchen, and he would always talk about how black people, back then he would say Negroes, the Negroes have to come together and, you know, work together. That's how we're going to build, you know, ourselves up as a people. And if we don't, we're going to just continue to suffer as a race. And this is how he talked all the time. He was a Garveyite. And so I would always think about the people. And I'm being also. I remember what for Martin Luther King that his march on Washington. I was 9 years old, and my parents took me to that. And I heard him, and I was in the mud. It was raining that day and umbrellas. So, and then that's, I'm coming up in the 60s. So it was always about the people, all power to the people. It was, and the people rose up against the system, against what was unrighteous. And he was fighting for their rights on every plane. So I'm being raised up in that consciousness. It stayed with me, and it never let up. And because I was, you know, I got resurrected from the dead of being sick, that was my salvation, you know, getting my life, my mind, my body. And I said, wow, I got to help somebody, because it was in me to help. So right. I had to help somebody, anyone who would listen to me. And I love my people. I was raised to love my people. And, you know, and I went to Ghana, and I went by myself to actually move and live there, and I took everything with me, and I was setting everything up to bring my children to follow me. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. Once I got there, things did not all come together quick enough, so I ended up having to come back. But everything was a blessing because I had to write my books here. And I learned being that you're my tribe. I have a tribe. I have a clan. And because they would say, you know, my African-American brother and sister, that's how they would look at us, as another people. So that, so being there, I would always think about us. And when I went to the slave castle, that's when my reverence for our people and my love grew. I don't know how that came out of that, because I was the only one in the slave castle. Normally you always hear about groups that go, and they go together, and there's a lot of crying and weeping and connecting. And for me, I didn't have anyone with me. So I was the person who brought me in. He's from Ghana, so he never put slave castle. What's the big deal? That's to him. He didn't know connection what we went through, right? 40 years of chattel slavery, no connection. But anyway, I went into it by myself, and there was no guide. There was no one. They just said, you know, okay, go ahead, take a look, walk around. I said, okay. So I took it a different way. I said those small rooms with 300 of us and 3 months, 4 months at a time, women having their menstrual flow, babies being born, fecal matter. They would show you, you know, the trails of the levels of the waste. It was like something, and I said, wow. And then at 4 years, 4 months later, you drop down to the bottomless pit. And so I would say for the women, the men, what a mighty people we ought to even be standing, to be thinking, to be striving, to be trying to have families after all eight generations of mutilation, of abuse, of everything. And I think we're the most amazing people on planet Earth. So that had me to love us more. So even if someone is out of balance, I strive not to react to it. I say, well, we just need more healing. Matter of fact, I need more healing. Because if I heal myself more, then they'll reflect and we'll all be better together. So I don't even blame anybody for anything. I just say I have more growth to do. I take it in and I heal myself. And then I you know, everything else comes from that. So when thinking about this 24-hour global fast, my friend, Diana Farr, she's a mystic. It's amazing that I have mystic as my new assistant. It's like amazing. But she's a mystic, and we've been together for 30 years. And when I opened up my Center Heal Thyself, she was there with me and opening it up and helping me do the floors and fixing the place up, getting ready. And we both studied together spirituality and channeling, and we had a teacher named Grace. Her name was Grace. And she taught us about readings and healings and laying on of hands. That was our first teacher together. And so she continued that path, and I continued my path, but I incorporated all of those teachings into how I work with people with the elements and with nature. So in the teachings with the global experience, that same sister that was 30 years my friend, Diana Farr, she said, you know what, this is her reading and channeling. In February, she said, you are to gather everyone together for the spring equinox. And you're going to do it, you're going to have to get the space, and you're going to get the drummers, and you're going to dance until they go into a rapture of healing, and you're the only one who could bring everybody together. And I'm like listening to her, saying, And I just said, pretty much like a Bob Lowe told me I'm going to write the book, Heal Thyself. I said, okay. I never wrote a book in my life at that point. But I just heard her because I know whenever she said something, that always comes to pass. And I said, okay. But then over time, something came through me, and she spoke to me three times. And by the time she looked at me a third time, shortly after that, I channeled the way that I would do it. I received, when I say channel, I got up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, and I would just write, and I would see it. I said, okay, the spring is coming. I have to do this. This is what I'm to do. If I'm the unifying force, then let me see how that's going to work out. I didn't know it was going to work anything like it's worked out. I wrote down 40 or 50 people from my little pink phone book. You know, some people I don't have their numbers. I had them in another book. You know, I'm not tech savvy, but I know the people, and I love them. And I travel from all these different cities. So I got one over here and one over here. And I called you up, and I had the wrong number for you. I said, well, where's his number? You know, I'm like going through it. And in 3 days, I spoke to 50-some people. I just made it like a J-O-B, a spirit J-O-B. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I finished at 6 o'clock. And I called everyone. I just said, listen, this is what spirit gave to me. And this is what I want to do. And the Spirit said, because I believe in 24 hours, you can change your life. I would go out on the road, and I would give them, like, suppose it was a two-day program, and I would say, okay, take this breath of life, and then tonight I want you to go home and take lemon water, just have fruits and vegetables, take a hot shower over your lungs, over your back, and then, or either just take a healing bath, Epsom salt, what have you. And I said, when you come back to the affair, you're going to have 24-hour healing. And I would say it was such a charge, they'll probably heal just me talking like this. So they would say, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm going to get a free 4-hour. That's right. If you have a headache, it's going to be gone. If you have a respiratory problem, it's going to be gone. If you're stressed out, if you're angry, it's going to be gone. You're going to flush that out. And I just knew it in my soul. And they would come back and say, oh, my gosh, I got a 24-hour healing. So all of this came together in this whole concept of 24-hour. And then the global, because I think about our people globally and how we're suffering globally. We're suffering in our families. We're suffering in the streets. We're just suffering. We have the highest incidence of all disease. And no matter what urban city you go to, it's going to be the same issues. So I said, globally, we have to come together. And then fast. You know, the one thing that's in common in all the spiritual paths is to fast and to pray. So if whatever the religion is, whatever the spiritual health is, if we fast and pray, we can heal, we can unify. And so I believe in that. And in the book Heal Thyself, when I started out, I really started out with fasting. Everyone would see me, they would fast. Now, people would fast, and they would throw up, they'd get nauseous, they'd go through a detox. And later on I said, well, that's a little too much. Everybody can't just start off with a fast. So that's when I started saying, well, the flexitarian in the City of Wellness book, the flexitarians, come on. The vegetarians, come on. The raw food vegans, come on. And the juicetarians, the fasters, come on. We're going to do this together. So everybody, I called out 25-hour global fast. And so it was the first one that I had was the spring solstice. And what I noticed is what shows up inside of the chapter in the City of Wellness in terms of the healer's kitchen, I call it. And I'm not making recipes in that kitchen. All the five, there's seven kitchens. All five kitchens from the Soulful Vegan Kitchen, I have recipes. Tangible, what you can make in the kitchen. The manifestation kitchen, your lunch meal, I have recipes for that. Then the live food kitchen, I have recipes for that. And then the Emerald Green kitchen, I have recipes for that. And then the fastest kitchen, so that's 1 to 5 kitchens. But in the healer's kitchen, the recipe is a different recipe. It's how to be a healer, how to survive being a healer, how to be joyous through all your healing, not to be an angry healer or a vexed healer, or a resentful healer, whatever, all the things that can happen when the healing goes awry. And so awry, you know, so in that, I speak to the healers because I buried 9 healers in my walk. And these are not people that I knew down the road. These are people who was next to me. We did workshops together. I've observed their growth. And, you know, that is my community of healers. And so I had to reflect and study what happened to the healers. And I wrote about that. And one of the things that I learned by gathering the healers for the spring equinox and the summer solstice is that the healers need each other, bottom line. And because I refuse to separate us. I'm not going to separate us. All the spiritual houses, all the different modalities of healing, I'm unifying because my father told me, that's the power. The unity is in the power is in the unity, and I believe that. And then my son, Supernova, says unity is for the strong, separation for the weak. So I believe that. I know that to be a fact. And so Willie Lynch, his whole mission was to keep us enslaved forever, at least 1,000 years. And so that's enough time for anyone to feed off of us if we're enslaved. And so remember, they take off the chains. There's a slave piece still there. So with that unity, that's the power. And so that's what I saw with the healers, that we needed each other just as much as we need to help others to heal themselves. So when I just made mention, before I could even finish the statement, I called them up, and me asking them, what would you do to heal planet Earth? They was in shock from that question. But that's my question. I do believe that I have the answers for global healing. I believe that I can heal the planet Earth. There's just more people need to know what I'm doing. That's all. Last night, for example, I went to see Erykah Badu. I went to see Erykah Badu perform. She gave me tickets, right? And I'm sitting in an audience of maybe 2,000 people. And they all look just like me. They look like they could be all my children from this age, from this era. And they could, because they love her. They were standing up there. She waved her arm, and they would jump. And then she'd calm them down. They would be calm. It was a meditation. And they're excited. Whatever she did, they went on with her. I said to myself while I was sitting there, wow, that's amazing that she has that. But that is, I started to look at those young people. I said, wow, they're all Erykah Badus. They're all Supernova Slams. They're all Ali Amichis. These are the children that I've raised in this generation. They just don't know their mother feeling. They just don't know me. And if they knew me, they would want to heal. And so it was interesting. So I know that everything is, the world is ready. This is 2013, the Mayan Indian said, the time is over. It's over. It's going to be over. But life continues. It's a consciousness is over. And the consciousness is for the future. It's unity. It's working together. It is harmony. It is oneness. And that's what people really want. They do really want not to divide and conquer. What they really want is to unify. So the healers, the minute I asked them that question, they said, oh, my gosh, what would I do? Because it's not about me by myself. It's about what do you have? So when I did a call out, I told everyone on the flyer and the media, I said, meet, greet, and celebrate wellness with 50-plus healers, naturopaths, yoginis, vegan chefs, community activists, wealth advisors, motivational speakers, metaphysicians, life coaches, musicians, poets, crystal healers, sacred women, soul sweat practitioners, colon therapists, womb workers, Reiki practitioners, massage therapists, numerologists, medical doctors, and spiritual leaders that will help heal the people of the planet. Each of us, it's like you can't separate your arm from your leg and your heart from your digestive system and your mind from your blood. You're one body. So if you can take us as one body, that means you need those who deal with the heart, the spirit, to be there. You need the body workers, those who deal with the body, the flesh, to do what they do. You need all of us to heal. And so what was so amazing that I had the endurance to be with everybody, because I believe that you had the endurance, or had the endurance for each other, because from 6 o'clock, when it was from 6 o'clock on the 20th until 12 midnight, every 13 minutes, each one had 13 minutes to do their Sermon on the Mount and give that talk that would say, listen, if you follow me in this way, what I have to give, it will transform something in your life. And the more that you can hear, the more far outreach that we can go, the more harmony we can create on planet Earth. We're the original healers. So it's time for the original healers to come together and unify. And so it's just like, I was just a channel. Diana Farr saw it, and I couldn't see it. She saw it, and then I started getting all the messages, and the healers were like, oh, my God, I'm excited. Yes, I'll do it. They didn't ask no questions. They just said, where is it? What time? Where do I present? And I said, go for it. And I am going to give you such support, because I, too, believe in you. And when the others hear you, they will believe in you, too. And we will be unified with each one, each power. Everyone has their power. Each of us unified, we can all see the full power of our people.
Mr. Queen, I got a surprise for you. Okay,
oh.
you are me say this to you. With everything that you just said, I can tell that you are still floating from the from the fast and all of that love. Everybody, you hear all that love that's pouring out of her? Okay, she's such a giver. And I got a surprise for you. There's somebody who I was telling you about today. I said, there's a sister, you know, you got to meet this sister. She's so powerful. And my brother agreed to come on, and I asked him what he would do to heal the planet. Sister Queen, can I surprise you?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. Right, here we go. All right. Brother Lou, are you there?
I'm here.
Sister Queen, I'd like to introduce you to Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting a chill in the back of my head. Oh, my
Hello,
goodness.
How are you? I know how you are. You threw me to the bottom of my toes. You spoke. You may as well have spoken through me. You've said everything that rings completely true about mankind, about people, about what we need to do. That is my number one thing. I, too, was miraculously healed the same way from the doorway of death until today. I desire to communicate with you, to read your books, and to tell you about my foundation and the similar philosophy. The question is what I would do to heal the planet. It's exactly what you say. First, heal ourselves.
Yes.
Physically, spiritually, and emotionally, so that we're prepared to spread that program of attraction to others, which is extremely magnetic. The number one problem is the planet is off kilter. It's dying. And our higher power, who you call God or Allah, whoever it is, is trying those signals to pay attention to it. It is the number one problem that we all should cooperate in doing. In order for us to cooperate holistically with the salvation of the planet, we have to drop all those negative agendas. The dis-ease of racism. The dis-ease of superiority. And it's very funny how things come in circles, although we got enslaved. What they found when they came to Africa was a complete thriving civilization that was practicing alchemy, astronomy, chemistry, open-heart surgery, and it intimidated them. So they had to control it spiritually as much as they thought they could. But now they realize they cannot, because the number one situation is that we are awry. We have to cooperate one with another to replenish the planet in its the food chain, the air, the water. And we practice how to be in tandem with all of the other species on the planet. And it worked. And every action was not for self, but for whole. When you were old enough to walk, you had to gather some eggs or milk a goat so that the whole tribe benefited. And that should be our only agenda. First, healing thyself. Discover, uncover, and discard. And go healthy and be a program of attraction to others to want to do the same. And only when we do that will the planet go back to its pristine shape. It seems like it's an enormous problem, but as we all know, it's not the destination, but the journey. And when you go on that journey, some magical stuff happens, as you know. So I worship you. I idolize you. I'd love to stay in touch with you so we can do things together.
Yes.
We have the same agenda.
Wow.
So Juwanza will arrange for that to happen.
Absolutely.
The first thing that has to happen is an enormous hug.
The first thing. Well, we can do that right now.
From there. Okay.
We can hug each other right now. I'm wrapped around every word that you have just said. I am wrapped around every word that you have said. And I am just so excited. Static right now. I just, every door is opening. As you're speaking, you're just dropping flowers and opening the way every breath that you're giving to us. And I so appreciate. I thought I was ecstatic before. I don't know how far.
I discovered that, you know, I started to get rid of racism. You know, that was my business.
Now
I've realized how you get rid of racism. You create a society where it can't live.
Yes.
You create a neighborhood where there's no need to get drunk or high or be angry. You create a society internally.
Wow.
Holistically.
And then there's no read, and then that drug dealer, he's got to go somewhere else.
He has no place to go. And there will be
no place
to go. As we keep expanding this, there's no place to go, and then the drug dealer has to just drop everything because nobody's buying it. And the
hate
has to come on
join
up.
Join us. And join us.
Wow. I do say this, that the people, that's how it started. It started with my book, The City of Wellness. That's one of the ways, and it's The City of Wellness, Destroying Hunger, the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness. So I said, the people make up the city. If you heal the people, you heal the city.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Whole city.
Yes.
And we, just like
and then if you're talking
spread,
to a congressman or a chief of police or even the president, a different agenda is discussed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a question since we're on this call. I think I'm in a dream right now. This is I'm not going to say it's unreal. This is magnificent. The Most High
this
is saying.
This is God's order.
Yeah, that's it. And we're just being obedient.
And,
we are paying attention.
And I'm
attention.
Missing you, Jawanza, today.
Jawanza, why are you in a shock? Be like, I'm so glad I'm sitting down. I would have fell down. What a gift! A gift of confirmation.
Yeah, I take a page out of the neighborhood I grew up in, and then when they had yeshivas and synagogues, and I have a thing I'm trying to do for the first time in Los Angeles. It's called a Shamba Center, and the Shamba is Swahili word meaning farm. And inside the Shamba Center is everything you said.
Oh.
Plus the history of our culture, and it's very ironic that in order for the world to be saved these days, we have to go back to Africa again. And take those rules and spread them again, because we're in tandem with the ecological cycle, with the animals and the insects and everything else. And that's how we all flourished, and we got to get back to that.
Well,
so
you
there's
know,
no
I,
room
I,
for negativity.
This is just this is what they call the anointing. When this
the anointing. And the young people
the
who know nothing, we have a responsibility to teach them as soon as they can hear and see.
Yes. And you know, yes. I'm saying yes.
There you
and
go.
There's a, there is a project that I am not letting up on. Well, you know, when the Spirit gives it to me, I can't let up. I won't stop until it's complete.
Yes.
But there's a project. That's why I might have been waiting for you to get on this call. You know, lifetimes
well,
and someone
knew something.
Shows up.
Jawanza knew something.
He did. He's in tune. Jawanza, you were so magnificent that day.
Yes.
He actually was going to be closing out because we were together. From we started out on Friday the 20th from 6 o'clock sunset to 12 o'clock midnight. And I said, everybody get your rest because we're getting back up again at 6 o'clock sunrise, and we're going to go on until 12 o'clock midday. And so he actually would end up being slated to close out. But then another speaker who was also, he somehow we didn't get in, so he ended up closing out. But Jawanza was just so magnificent.
Yeah.
In his
so I have yet to shake the man's hand, which I will do in August for the Pan African Film Festival. I haven't told him that yet, but I'll be there.
The Pan African Film. What?
All
that's going to be in LA?
In Washington.
It's going to be in Washington, so I can
every
get to
country
that.
Will be there. Every country.
Whoa. When is that going to be held?
It's in August. There's August 1, 2, 3, and 4, from what I understand now, from the president, who's going to host the dinner for all of them.
Oh
I'm
my
going
gosh.
To be one of the speakers, but
you
I
will.
Look forward.
Oh my God.
I look forward to speaking to you first, and to staying in complete contact, so you can
absolutely.
Teach me, and I can give you my information, and you can give me yours, and we can do stuff together.
Oh my goodness! See there, this is a gift. I had
That's
no right. idea that the gift was going to come like this. Because as you're talking, as soon as you started talking, I saw what was happening. I'm going to tell you what I just saw. You know about this book that channeled to me just 2 weeks ago, right? The name of the book is The Day the Planet Was Healed. The subtitle, well, it starts, it's the very top of it, is 24-Hour Global Fast Presents The Day the Planet Was Healed. And then you got the globe. And underneath that is Nation to Nation, City to City, Heal by Self. And then who wrote the book? Our Circle of Healers, us. Right, we circle around. Volume 1, because it's going to expand, it's going to be others, and nobody's left out of this. And I'll do the forward. But I would want you, my brother, to be in the opening of the book.
Well, let's communicate. Jawanza,
we'll communicate, and we'll discuss it, and we'll talk. Because these healers that have come forward, I started to talk to them about let's collectively put your vision in. Because what happens is if we don't put it in writing, that's the part of the, those healers that left, their work wasn't in writing. And so the people, when they left, I've called their names out, but the young people don't get it. It has to continue. You know, yes. those scribe, the scribe work, the Tahuti work.
Yes.
Has
well,
a
there's
continued.
A lot to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, so much. Well, give thanks. Oh, my gosh. I'm,
let's
I just
stay in touch, Juwan, so we'll make that happen.
Absolutely. You know what?
Each
I want to. To bring up somebody. Somebody's got a question, and it's probably for the both of you. So, 1 second, Brother Lou.
Huh?
Can you hang on? Somebody's got a question.
I'm here. I'm
for
here.
You and Queen.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience. Yes. Thank you so much. You're on the air with Queen Afua and Louis Gossett Jr. Welcome to Juwanza for Life. Caller 415. Caller 415, you're on the air.
Hello?
Fell asleep.
Hello?
There you are. Are you there?
There you go.
I do have a question, but it's a health related question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of different than what you guys are talking about. But I'm pregnant right now, so my second baby, and I was wondering if Queen Afua would be gracious enough to help me figure out a natural remedy for bladder infection and yeast infection.
Bladder and yeast. Well, you know what? What you're saying is this is why we have the 24-hour global fast. Because it is the 24-hour global fast concept that brought you to this radio at this time. So that's the goal, is to educate everyone what to do. And there's two things that I'm coming forth with, which I'm going to lead into answering your question. Is one thing is to make sure, as I speak to another healer in Detroit, he believes that there should be a healer in every home. And I agree with that fully, because that's what
I'm
teaching.
That's the way it used to be.
Yes. And with the healer then, my other portion is we also have to make our homes wellness centers.
Mm-hmm.
And that every room in the house is now rededicated to healing. So you don't really get bladder problems or yeast infections because every room is already dedicated. As you learn how to be that healer, learn the principles, as you're the primary one, because you're on the call, so you're going to be the primary one in your family that's going to do this healing. But when the kitchen transforms into a kitchen healing pharmacy, nutrition kitchen pharmacy, then what you're eating is going to strengthen the bladder. You're going to eat your greens. You're going to have your okra. You're going to be taking your herb teas. You're going to be taking your vegetable soups and your broths and your whole fruits and all that. So then the bladder is only blocked because the colon is blocked. But if you're eating whole foods, then the colon isn't blocked because the colon becomes prolapsed and the bladder becomes prolapsed and the uterus becomes prolapsed because of late night eating and poor combination and maybe eat too much white flour and all of that. But once you start activating and learning what to do in that nutrition kitchen, then the bladder automatically gets lighter because the colon begins to raise up. And as we mature, everything goes down to gravity, but you can actually pull that up, and that's called longevity. And the yeast infection is bacteria. So you can go into the next room, which is your hydrotherapy room. People call it the bathroom. I call it your hydrotherapy room. And I give you everything to do in that hydrotherapy room. So in your bath, you can even take a garlic bath. You can take an Epsom salt, Dead Sea salt bath. You can put your crystals around that bathroom. And you can charge yourself so the waste will come out through your skin microscopically. And while you're in there taking your lemon water, your lime water, or your cider vinegar, or your bitters, so now you're flushing, you're doing nature surgery in your hydrotherapy home spa. And then you take yourself into your living room. So this is all a part of the global fast that I'm seeing, that homes now, this is the answer. That's something we all have the answer if we activate it fully. So what I'm saying to you is you're going to go into your living room and you're going to start to do the living room work, which is your meditation and your yoga practice and your de-stressing. And then you go into your bedroom at night and then your bladder now becomes lifted because that's where you do your inversion work, where you put your three-pillow lift, legs on that pillow, the blood comes down from the legs down to the ankles, down into your bladder, pulls up the uterus, pulls up the bladder, and pulls up your colon, reinforcing it to move in harmony with the rest of the body. And, of course, as you're inverting and you're in all those rooms and you're living this day by day, living day by day in wellness, you will not have bladder issues going forward. You will not have yeast issues going forward. So that's just some basic training on why your conversation, your question, it connects right to that 24-hour global detox and fast.
Amen.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We've got another call. A caller with another question. Brother Lou, are you good?
I'm still here.
All right.
Is it?
All right. Caller 8538. You're on the air with Lou Gossett Jr. and Queen Afua.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me. If you were talking to me. Hello?
I'm talking to you. How are you?
Yep. Yeah, I'm good. My question, I'm a little embarrassed to ask this question. I know that Queen Afua has put out some information like this before. How as a man can I last longer?
Okay. Well, how you can last longer in terms of
your
sexual activity?
You have to read between those lines, Queen.
I didn't know how to say it. The politically.
Well,
we got
okay.
it. We got it.
Okay.
Stamina. It's really called circulation. What ages a man's prostate? What ages a man's prostate is a lack of circulation and vitality. So disease is all two things. If you nourish your tissues, your cells, your blood, your generation chamber will be nourished as well. So you need to take more green foods. So when you're taking, this is a fast food generation. So change that. We don't need to have a fast food generation. The junk food, the fried, the microwave, all these dead substances we're putting in our body and we're calling it food. Real food comes out of the earth, comes out of the soil, comes out of the ocean in the form of plant life. So when we start having a more plant-based diet, then you have more vitality and virility. And then, of course, you can take your burdock and you can take your dandelion to restore the reproductive system. You can do your inversion to send that blood back into your regeneration center. You can even use a clay pack over your prostate to pull the congestion out. And then you've got to clean out that colon because as men get older, you get the pot belly. And that little distension, 5, 10, 20 pounds, that will weigh down on your bladder, which your sister just called in, and the colon and the bladder will over time rest on your prostate, and there goes impotency. So these are just a few things you can do to get the virility back. And eating a high protein, animal protein-based diet ages the body very quickly. So if you want to have that virility and that power and that longevity when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, then you've got to work on detoxing the poisons out of the system, and everything you put in your system now has to be for rejuvenation and regeneration.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother
Thank
Lou, you'd like
Thank
to
you.
Add to that?
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to my colon therapy tonight, and I might go upside down.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't even talk any further. You just shut me down.
I'm going to jump in the tub. I'm jumping in the tub first, put all that stuff in there.
Oh, my God. That was all wonderful.
And tell my girlfriend, I just had a conversation with the queen. You in big trouble tonight.
It's
I love it.
Yeah, callers, if you got questions, just press 1. We'll bring you on board.
Yeah.
Okay, caller.
I love it.
The calls, we appreciate it. Anybody else that would have a question, all you have to do is press 1, make a comment. Want to say hi to Lou, Queen Afua, my special guest today, Queen Afua, author of Heal Thyself, Sacred Woman, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, and Brother Louis Gossett Jr., who you know, you
Amazing.
Love. You
love him.
We really
love you. I can say for the
feel
whole
it
community.
And I can't do without it.
I can speak for the
aim.
Whole community. We really
and it comes
do
back.
Appreciate
it comes
you.
Back everywhere I go, so I'm very blessed. It comes back from people who you think would want to kill you. Instead, they hug you.
Yes, they can't help
I'm very
it. That's
blessed.
What you evoke out of us.
I love it.
And I'm interested. I want to hear more about this center that you're opening. And
yes.
When are you opening the center up? The Shambhala Center?
Well, I'll
center?
Send you the first. I'll send you the packet, and we'll start
yes.
from there.
Okay,
so Juwanza will make sure that we know how to talk to one another on the phone
Absolutely.
And email, the whole thing, and we'll continue from there.
Wonderful.
You know, this is
wonderful.
Connection.
And you're
going to
be
Lewis.
Speaking with the president with around.
I'm
going to
be
the,
in his presence. I'm going to speak
wow.
For the 50 African countries as a guest of Ghana and Kenya and South Africa because of the necessary reconnection.
Yes.
Of those
yes.
original roots that we can't do without this, we can't save the planet without them anymore.
That's
and
true.
Our young people don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
And as you said about the anger and resentment, which is also acid that's going to the body that kills us, how to have, this is the age of forgiveness. And no self wounds at all. Anger, resentment, jealousy, envy, all of that's got to go away so that we're a clean object for God to work his magic in. And we have to teach these children who have been teaching nothing. And we had to put those things in those early kids at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And then let them go to school.
This is wonderful because when you speak of forgiveness from an ancient perspective, you're speaking about Ma'at. And the symbol of Ma'at is a scale. On one side is the heart and the other side is the feather. So if a whole nation was based on the heart being balanced, and your heart can't be balanced if you're not forgiving, if you're not overcoming, if you're not having mercy and compassion. So when, if a whole nation was based on the first civilization on that concept, on that spiritual principle, then it's something that we need now. Even though we're not connected as much, just as you're saying forgiveness. And people say, well, how do I forgive? Well, I, one of the things I said forgive is take responsibility for your creation.
May I tell you a story?
Yes,
I found myself in South Africa about 6 months to a year after Nelson Mandela came out of the Robben Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I produced a film called Inside, and I had the good fortune of spending maybe 20 minutes alone with him. And I came with a kind of a racial arrogance, because at least we're not like South Africa kind of arrogance, you know, fighting for justice. So I finally asked him, I said, the whole world was holding their breath, wondering how you'd be when you came out of jail. And the black kids were sharpening their weapons, and the white folks were packing their bags, getting ready to go to the airport.
Wow.
You came out with a smile on your face.
Whoa.
And he smiled, and he said, there is a much bigger picture.
Woo!
And from that time on, I don't have a resentment with anything that happened to my people here in America, including lynchings. That is the magnificence of forgiveness is necessary for us to carry on. It frees us.
Yeah. And it did, and then it allows us to actually create this new world
yes,
of divine order.
Now,
otherwise,
imagine if you get these young kids
sickness.
With that philosophy, imagine when they get old enough to vote and be responsible, you see what they're basing their stuff on.
Absolutely.
So,
you
so
know,
we
when
must
I,
talk. We must talk.
And I listen to the both of you. Just how powerful this union is going to be. This is something very, very divine. This was a divine connection.
Yeah.
And I think
this
that
is
both
not an
you
accident.
Feel it. No,
this is not
at
an
all.
Accident. No.
And I can't wait that's born out of this seed that is planted here today. And you all both, you know, are so well respected. This is a powerful union. This is a loving union. This is a compassionate union. And talking about healing the planet, the two of you together on the same page, speaking the same language, is going to be so, so very powerful. Queen, you were asking Lou about the Shamba Center. You wanted to know more about it? You wanted to know more about the Shamba Center?
Yeah, but he said he was sending a package. So
I was sending the packet. It's all the elements. I have my grandchildren here, so they're looking at me, and I'm going to have to be with them.
Okay.
But I'm
going
to rely on Jawanda to connect us.
Yes.
And then we will continue for hours until we come to a meeting of the minds and the hearts. And
you know,
I want you involved in my Shamba Center, and I will be involved in whatever you have.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, everything's in divine order fully because Dr. Kaka, who was also one of the 60 callers or presenters, I'm going to be in Washington. I'm scheduled to be in Washington the same weekend that you're scheduled to be in.
So we will see each other, and we'll talk to each other
That's divine order.
Okay,
I'm coming
so
to Juwanza, teach a woman's circle.
Hey, Juwanza, I have one order for you, though, brother.
Yes, sir.
Wipe that smile off your face.
I can't do it. I got to disobey that
woman. I can't help him. I cannot help him.
So please let me know, Juwanza, how I can do all of that, okay?
Absolutely. Lou, my wife here, Queen Chefnatier says hello.
Hi, Lou.
Yeah,
how you doing?
That's what I was going to say. My best regards to the missus.
All right.
I'll talk to you within a few minutes, right after the show. Please call me with all that information or email me so I can continue.
I'll do that.
God bless
you. Absolutely.
God bless
you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Okay, you're going to get a my eye feather. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a whiffy. I'm going to give you the my eye feather and say thank you for shocking me. Wow.
Yeah, I had to do it.
You had to do it. You did it.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
and I'm not
going
to try to take
like
that smile off your face. Wow, that's
do something
wonderful.
Impossible. My jaws are hurting from smiling so much.
Wow, it's happening. The healing is spreading.
Absolutely.
It's the spirit that I'm not to let go of this concept, period, of this global, because everything he was saying is everything that I'm feeling, everything what I want. I said, wow, he's saying exactly what I'm feeling. And why this all came about.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're all saying the same language.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful thing to be in each other's divine company. I didn't know. You know, when you follow the spirit, you don't always know everything. You just have to be obedient and just go ahead and trust and know that everything is working in divine order. And I see it. I see the divinity. But you are really something. You're just, yeah, you surprised. I didn't think you were going to be able to do that. I said, okay, let's see. And you did it. You knew it. Good, thanks.
And again, to all of the listeners online, if you have a question, people that are listening live, if you have a question, just press 1 and I will bring you on and you can talk to Queen Afua or have a comment. Anybody who's just listening, you know, via your computer, just same thing, press 1 and I can bring you on board and you can speak with Queen Afua. Sister Queen, this has been a fabulous show. We still got 10 minutes left in the show, and we're talking about the global fast. And, somebody's got a question. I'm about to bring somebody else on to talk to you, Queen.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay. 0337, you're on the air with Queen Afua. Welcome.
Hi. I asked the pregnancy question earlier, but I actually have another question as well.
Go ahead.
I've been researching a lot about, like, detoxing the parasites in your body for a couple of years, and I'm also a doula, so a lot of people ask me about sometimes detoxing in regards to pregnancy and breastfeeding, and since I'm pregnant myself, I've also wondered when is really the best time for a woman that says she knows she needs to detox, but if she's pregnant and planning on breastfeeding, what is the best way to go about that? Is it possible, you know, is it, because I know when you, well, I've read that when you detox, it goes, you know, to the baby as well. So is it something that you should wait until after you've stopped breastfeeding or something that you are able to do when you're breastfeeding or, you know, when you're pregnant?
Well, we're really talking about is a detox lifestyle, a rejuvenating lifestyle. So if you're living a detox lifestyle, you don't really get that toxic. It's if you don't, you haven't followed the laws of nature and you fell off and you started to eat foods that are not for the body, you started to hold a lot of emotional baggage, you know, your tissues and cells, then you have to go through a full detox. But for you, it's gentle. You already, and you're, the fact that you're a doula, the lifestyle of doulas are pretty holistic. That's a part of the teachings. So you are a gentle detox is making sure you stay away from starch for 21 days. And if you do have, you have in the middle of the day, if you must, and to keep your water in the body flushing, because then sometimes we slack with different elements through our lives and our busy schedules, we start forgetting. Taking your green juice. Green juice daily will help to be a mild. See, there's a gentle and it's radical. It's radical if you just, if you've been eating, if you've been a flexitarian or eating meat and all of that, and then you go into a juice fast. That's a big shift. But if you are, say you are going from flexitarian chicken and fish to a vegetarian life and having the beans and peas, that for you is a detox. The, you know, it's levels. And if someone then maybe is a vegetarian, they go to raw food eating, uncooked foods for 7, 14, 21 days, that for them is a detox. They're coming to a higher level. Someone on raw food and they go into a total juice fast, then they go into, that's it. But for, if you're breastfeeding, then no, you don't want to do a juice fast. But you want to incorporate the juices, the live vegetable juices to repair and build into your eating. and you want to incorporate your fresh fruit juices into your eating. You want to take your healing bath. So no matter what the level is, you can do your detox bath. And that could be your Epsom salt or your Dead Sea salt or your cider vinegar bath and drinking your water, your lemon water and such while in the bath. And so that's another level of detox, but it's very gentle. You're not taking the master herbal formula that I have. You're not taking the echinacea and the red clover and all of that, but you can take the dandelion because that will repair you and gentle detox you. So how I say, you know, if most people need some type of hands-on because you don't know what you're really doing. What is a detox? What is with a detox for your body? And some people who have cancerous cells, if they do a radical detox, it's going to make them sick, which I really don't believe in radical. I believe in gentle and moving it into a way of life where you are living a detox lifestyle, where you're living a rejuvenating lifestyle, and then you're just living like that through the seasons. But when you go into, when the change of season comes, you go through a fuller healing. So, for example, I'm having a 21-day, this is, I can welcome you in, I'm having a 21-day detox program for starting for July the 10th. So this, I would consider this is a preparation orientation. So the more prepared you are, the easier it is for you to go forward. Now, those who go on the 21-day detox, you get the four workshops. I give their classes will be held on Thursdays. We have Detox Thursdays at an hour of power. So you get the knowledge of how to detox, how to cleanse, how to live holistic. And then you get a 21-day detox kit. But I would not have you take the green, the master herbal, because that detoxifies you too much. And the, and the breast milk will be passing that through the breast milk to the baby. But you will be taking the green life formula. You might be putting the clay over your bladder to strengthen your bladder. You will be working with your juice therapy and your whole foods while you go through a gentle detox.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Good, thanks. Thanks for calling. Because, you know, you have to have courage to get on the radio and call in. So when you ask a question, you probably you're helping others who may not call in but are thinking about it. So I thank you for your questions.
Thank you so much for answering it. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for your call. Well, I got a question for you. This is for a lot of people out there who happen to just day-to-day living, you know, we understand that stress, big, a lot of people are dealing with stress, you know, stress on their job, relationships, dealing with stress with their children, all of this stress. If some people walking around it don't even know they're stressed, you know. So if you could talk about ways in which people can relieve stress, because stress can kill you. So can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And stress shows up in different ways. Sometimes we're not even aware that we're stressed out. If your hair is falling out, if your skin is breaking out, getting eczema, if you're quick to anger and you cut people in the middle of their sentence, if you're always constantly rushing and you feel like you're going in circles and not getting anywhere, if you talk to people and you find yourself arguing, and it's sometimes they're small things or big things, but you find yourself combative. Well, these are different ways of stress. High blood pressure is a sign of high levels of stress. Heart palpitations is showing the body's in a state of trauma and stress. And so what we can do is some things, wonderful work now. This is our summer. My gosh, we're finally here, the summer solstice. I'm embracing it. I'm sweating. I'm, like, happy. Oh, my gosh, this is wonderful. And so by having the heat, the sun closest to the earth in this part of the world, your body can heal. So being outside now, we're in buildings all the time. I'm getting ready to set up myself into the backyard and have my office in the backyard and go to the park and carry my phone with me because I really need to be outside more because the sunlight de-stresses you. So get out in the sun every single day. Don't go in the building and just stay there the entire day. The sunlight will actually pull the stress out of you. And then those go to the park. Go to the park at least once a week, if not twice. Go to Botanical Gardens. It's a wonderful place, a wonderful location to de-stress. Just by being in the park, being around flowers, being around the plants, being around the trees, you will just come into immediate harmony, immediate balance. Go to the ocean. It's not just going to the ocean because you just want to get in a bathing suit and get a tan. go to the ocean in the open space with clean air and ocean air coming in, that's you just constantly breathing, that will de-stress you. What are some of the things you could do just on a day-to-day level? Many people are not breathing fully, so they're just stressing. We had one of the sisters, she was scheduled, she didn't make it, but she was on the call to talk about breath work in our 24-hour global fast. And she's right out from Washington, but she will come.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. And so just to be able to tune into the breath, people are breathing shallow, and that's causing a lot of stress to the body. So just really, everyone, just place your hand on your abdomen right now. And I want you to just place right hand on your abdomen, your left hand over your chest. And I want you to just take a deep breath in of energy and vitality. Your stomach expands out, your chest expands, and now you're going to contract the abdomen and exhale out and let it all go, all the tension, all the stress, let it go out through the breath, out through the nose. Don't breathe out through the mouth, just breathe out through the nose. Let's try that again, all of us collectively. Inhale deep. A full breath, your whole life is expanding, and then exhale and release. And now do a ha with it. Just do a ha. Breathe in deep and exhale. Ha. Just to say ha. Something so simple. It's like you unwind. You have to let go. Let go of that pressure. And then also take yourself, basic foods you can take in, celery. Take celery juice, cucumber juice, chard, spinach. The more greens you take in, the more you feed your nervous system. The more you purify the blood, the less stress you have. And that green juice will do all of that. It calms you. It's a calmative. Just like going out in the park and you be around green, what happens when you take it? And I say eat green, drink green, meditate on green. And then you'll be more prosperous. And if you get prosperity in there, you have less stress because you're not worrying about money. Because finance also can cause a lot of stress or lack of it, or having to work so hard for the finance. So I would say find that work that you just love so much so that you would just do it for free, but you won't have to because you're going to love it so much that people are going to feel that love, and they're going to want to buy from you, purchase from you, get that consultation from you. So once you start cultivating what you came here to do, that love of your vision, your work, you will start to breathe deeper. You will start to laugh louder. You will start to skip down the street. It's going to show up, the joy. While you hear my voice, I'm more excited. I'm hyped, right? I can't even contain it. I'm so hyped I'm on this call. I'm hyped that I'm talking about cleansing. That obviously is my passion, as they say. So when you find your passion, you start to be more peaceful, more joyous, and things begin to flow like the river flows, like the ocean flows. Your 75-80% of what in your body begins to flow. But when you're angry at your job and you have 40 hours you're putting into it and you come home and you're mad, it makes you sick. So if you don't have that job that you love, you can get it. Join me in a 21-day detox. You're going to let that stress go, and you're going to start channeling your perfect work and the way you can make your finances to support your perfect life.
Wow. Sister Queen, I want you to give your – the information concerning your shows that you have, the calls that you do where people call in and listen to your shows. But before we go, I'd like to, if you could, because I know somebody's out there listening and it's like, I want a detox. How would you advise someone to set up their own detox wellness center in their home until they can come get with you? Where would you advise them to set in their home before they see you?
Yeah. Well, I would say take a look at your home tonight and go to each room and just do a prayer in each room and just let the spirit move you. And actually each room, just name them. I'm going to give you some names. And you just take those names, and then you'll start to add aspects to that room that's going to support you so your whole house becomes a healing home. And every day you're healing because you're coming to the healing center every day. Isn't that amazing? You're coming to retreat every day. So it's not like once a year or when your holidays you get a chance to go someplace and get a massage. No, every day you're going. So your kitchen, as I said before, rename it. It's no longer a kitchen because the kitchen got the microwave. It got the frozen food. It got the white flour process clog you up. It's got the 5 pounds of sugar that makes you stressed out. So your kitchen now is a nutrition kitchen pharmacy. So everything in that kitchen now, food is medicine, food is healing, food is delicious. This is the melon season. You have a watermelon, a cantaloupe, a honeydew melon. Have a big bowl of grapes in the refrigerator. You can have this pop in your mouth all the time. You know, have your herbal teas, your rose hips, just light things, lemongrass to cool the body down when it gets too hot. So you're now starting to bring in healthy food. So that's one place to do, you can start your detoxing from. Then the other room is your bathroom. The old school way is bathroom. I call it the hydrotherapy room. That's where you do your water work. And just taking water, bathing in water, will de-stress the body so quick. And if you don't have a tub, then use your shower and let that shower run over your chest and let it run over your face. So then when you run the showers over your chest, all of a sudden you start to breathe and your lungs expand. So if you have allergies now, if you have shortness of breath, if you have a cough, if you have snoring, just running your chest with the water like that and then running your back, that's going to break up a lot of that. And then getting the massage. So you take a healing bath. I talked about the baths. And I have a chart that lays out all the various baths from soup to nuts, from head to bottom of the feet. For every issue, water works can help. That's your surgical room also. Then you go into and you bless it. So this is, I'm going to do my water surgery in this bathroom right from now on. So you got your living room, and it's not a TV room. It's actually a living room where you do your stretching, where you invert your body, or you do your exercise, where you do your press, where you have vision quests with your family, and you talk about the different ideas you have to build up the family's economy, the family's wellness, the family connectivity. So you go there and you work in that living room, and you really make it a living place. And then your regeneration chamber. That's how you're going to now invert the body. Is that to put those three pillows up or put your legs up against the wall in 45 degrees as you're laying flat in your bed and allow the life force to come back to you. And I've been thinking about these rooms, and I talk about it inside the Heal Thyself book, those rooms. But I'm starting to really get stronger in it because if you really go into those rooms and you look at your home as a healing zone, every single day you are charging yourself in wellness. And you are not only charging yourself, but your family. Even if your family is not ready to make the change and the shift, because there's always this one that starts it off, sets it off. But if you make those shifts, they're going to look at you after 21 days from now or 14 or 7 days and say, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're in that kitchen humming and making your fresh juice. And now your energy is getting positive. They say, wow, you're changing. You used to get angry so quick, and now you're just as pleasant and peaceful. But if only one can shift, then the whole family can heal.
Wow. Sister Queen, any announcements? And how can people get your books, your literature? If they say, oh, my God, they mentioned the book, Heal Thyself. Somebody else said, they mentioned the book, Sacred Woman. How do I get this? Because I'm sure that there are people on who are listening who want to get your literature now.
Yes. Well, they can log on at www.queenofour.com, www.queenofour.com, and the books are there. The Heal Thyself, The City of Wellness, Sacred Woman, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Wellness, and Man Heal Thyself, A Journey to Optimal Wellness. So those are the books. I also have the 21-day, the 14 and 7, and a 3-day detox kit, and the womb detox and the prostate healing. So you, as the brother said earlier, he talked about prostate wellness and virility and vitality. So we have works wellness for the women, for the men, for the family. And you can, if you want to hear more about the 24-hour global fast, check the 24hourglobalfast.com, and you will be able to get a chance to hear all those powerful presenters every Thursday. You'll be spellbound. You won't be able to move. So bring your juice, bring your tea, bring your water, bring your candle, bring your spirit, because once you sit down and you press play and you start listening to them, you're going to get caught up in a rapture because you're going to learn so much. You're going to hear the drum call out from Brother Joshua Sarah. You're going to hear Dinah Farr present. You're going to hear Supernova Slam, No Excuse Wellness. And you're going to hear Ali and Michi talking about building an army of wellness. And you're going to hear Noble Ann Poole, Healing the Heart. You're going to hear the Lotus Birth was brought up. You're going to hear just a number of him, and you're going to hear your main man, Geronza, speaking. He was just such a lovely closing of the event. You're going to hear his presentation, and you're going to be so charged and fired up. So you're going to want more of him. And you know what's so deep about the whole experience of that? One sister just came in, Jerry Ann Scott, and she said, you know what, I'm going to go on a radio show tonight, and I'm going to be talking about the topic that I said that evening, that day that we had our cleansing. I said, yes, because, see, we're going to write this book together, and everybody's going to become famous one time. Because if everybody becomes well-known, then everybody knows where to go to for healing different parts of their lives. And so these healers, we're actually setting it off. We're bringing it together. And we're saying that, yes, Jawanda spoke on self-awareness, and that was very powerful. And that was actually to close the whole event. So please take some time out for yourself this weekend or this week beginning and listen to your brothers and your sisters give you the way to your wellness as they answer the question, what would I do to heal planet Earth? And they're going to bring it. And if you want to call me, you can call me directly, 718-221-4325. You're going to pick up, my assistant Mystic will pick up the phone, and I'll guide him, and, you know, we'll work together for your greater good. Come and join me on the 24-hour Global Fast, listen to that, and the 21-day Summer Solstice Detox. Thank you so much, my brother. Time went by real fast. I mean, you brought that guest, and that blew me away. I'm still in recovery.
I'm so numb because of this interview today. And, you know, I've interviewed you so many times, and this is something – and they're all special. They're all special. But today was just – I don't know. It was just – there was something about the show today that –
I felt it. I felt it in the connectivity with the healers. You know, you're the healer and I'm the healer and we're healing. And, you know, that connectivity, I felt it myself. I felt it. So I'm so grateful. Thank you for being consistent and having me come on the show. I didn't get a chance. You know, after a big event, you know, it's like after the president, that he came into his position, our president, then it was like the party. So this is like the after party. Let's continue the celebration. So we didn't have an after party celebration, and you gave us that. And I thank you.
Oh, wow. We're going to dance, you know, the night away.
Exactly. And wellness. And this is going to be boring if you heal. No, it's going to be so much joy and so much fun. And the artists are going to be dancing, and all the different creative spirits is going to come together as we continue to heal. Thank you for introducing me to such an illustrious artist who loves us. You know, he has substance. He said, yeah, I'm an actor, but I have substance. And I want global healing too. And we're speaking the same language. And let's work together. And that's what, I feel mission is accomplished even on a higher level. So give thanks and praise for the coming together this evening.
Wow. Should I give you a call immediately following the show to give you his information, or do you want
yes,
me to just,
do
I don't know if, I don't know if you're running to something, because you're so busy, you're always running to something
else.
No, I
don't
know if you're running to a work.
I would love that.
Okay,
you can call me right after the show.
Yeah, I'll do that. Everybody,
right.
You have, as I have, had the opportunity today to sit at the feet of a blessing to the planet, Mother Earth, Queen of Four. We have truly, truly been blessed by her presence over the years. We've learned from her through her books, through her workshops. She has hugged us. She has loved us, and we love her back. Sister Queen, I will be with you, in touch with you immediately following the show. I love
All
you.
Right.
I honor
Thank
you, and I bow to
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you, my guest.
And give your queen a big hug for me. I appreciate her. She keeps
I
you
can.
Happy. So we're grateful.
Yes.
All right. Stay blessed. Thank you.
Okay, peace and blessings. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Jawanda for Life. This has truly been a celebration. We have laughed today. We have hugged today. And we have released today. And I feel awesome. This has been one of those shows. I feel awesome. What a way to top off the week. And so, again, thank you for your time. I truly appreciate you. I love you so much. And, again, get her books, okay? Get her books, and when you find the queen is coming to your city, you need to make it a point to get out to see her, because you will truly, truly be blessed. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Go back and check out the archives. We have many, many shows. We have other shows with Queen of Four. Matter of fact, I just posted a show by Queen of Four. One of the shows that she did last year, but I just re-aired it, was Overcoming an Angry Vagina. Very, very powerful information for sisters and for brothers. So definitely go back and check that out. We've got shows by Orwahehi Metura and Comet. He's talking about the 11 Laws of God. We've got Swami Jyotirvakyananda and Swami Abhipandananda. They're talking about Kriya Yoga Astrology. And we've got Coy Dunstan, who's talking about holistic health. We've got Professor Geiger, who's talking about entrepreneurship. So go back and check out the archives. There's got to be something there for you. Tell a friend. And until the next time we speak, peace and blessings. I love you too.